Hey guys, welcome back to Inside the Minds of Papa Sully. This is episode 3.
It's time.
It's Christmas season. I don't care. It's freaking November 6th or whatever. It's Christmas season. Yep. Is it November 6th?
November 7th.
Okay, whatever. Even more Christmas season. I'm just not excited for the Christmas like hours I have to work.
Oh, not fun. The holiday hours at work are... I'm absolutely excited. That is more money for me.
I guess so, yeah. I mean, like, we have more holiday hours, but not the holiday pay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Girl, I have to buy gifts for 17 million people. I need racks.
I've already started buying Christmas presents, like, slowly, just because I am scared that I will go broke. Come December. So I've already started on a few of my friends' presents, but
yeah, I need to start. I mean, I almost did, but then I bought a huge candle for myself and it doesn't even really smell good. That's why I was kind of disappointed. $20. My hamster did not smell good. Okay, so I was burning candles constantly,
right?
So I feel like it's just a force of habit. Like also my hamster died since the last time I was on here.
Yeah,
it's insane.
A lot of things have happened since the last time. On a sadder note, we did also lose Matthew Perry, one of my favorite members of the Friends cast. He played Chandler Bing.
Yeah, that's really sad. I never watched Friends, but I knew like a lot of my family did. And when I told my dad, he actually did take it kind of hard. That's really sad. I mean, he was really young still.
Yeah, I found out because I love Friends. Like, I know a lot of people don't like it. It's a kind of a more controversial TV show just because a lot of people don't like it.
Yeah.
I always have loved it. My mom and I watched it, like, growing up. I've always loved it. So when I found out Matthew Perry died, I was actually at my friend's play, like, the audience. And I just started crying because I just... Even though I didn't know the guy and everything, and obviously his family members and friends are more affected, like,
it's still sad.
It took a toll because it's sad. Like, I grew up on this, and now he's just gone.
Yeah. Speaking of famous people passing, the Beatles actually just came out with a new song recently, and Then, which is insane that a Beatles song came out in our lifetime.
It's actually crazy. Like, I feel very lucky, honestly. So, for anyone who doesn't know, with the Beatles song, too, is, like, obviously John Lennon passed years ago, but his wife actually had a few tracks of him recording this song, so they used his old audio recorded however many years ago, and they got back in the studio and made it
for
John Lennon, which is really sweet and sentimental, and I'm really glad they were able to get back together and do
I feel, though, like, I know this is kind of unrelated to the tone, like, we're talking in, but I feel like they did kind of drop the ball on the cover art and the music video, because I feel like this is the Beatles, and the cover art was not giving Beatles.
I actually haven't seen it. Was it bad?
Yeah, it's basically just, like, a blue and green gradient, and then it says Now and Then on it.
Oh.
And that's it.
I feel like that doesn't really make sense with the song.
Yeah. I feel like...
it made something really beautiful.
Like I said, like, they literally dropped the ball because it could have been so nice, but they made it look like, you know?
Yeah.
It was more not
sentimental.
Yeah, I feel like it could have been a picture of them or whatever, but no, they didn't do a very good job. And the music video, which is kind of random, but I mean, they did a good job with what they had, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess more prediction went into the song. But anyways, let's talk about the season we are in right now. I know I just briefly touched on it, but I want to go back. I think I do know what I'll be getting my Beatles fans for Christmas. I think I'm going to get one of them a copy of the album or something.
Oh, that would be super sweet. I've been thinking, because like I said earlier, I've already bought a few Christmas presents, but I'm really thinking it's hard to shop because I want to get my parents something, obviously, and my little brother, but it's really hard. I know my parents, but I'm also like, they're adults with their own money, so they just buy stuff that they want when they decide to buy it. Like, I can't really think of much. I like to get my mom like cooking stuff, kitchen stuff, and baking stuff, because like she has her own little business with that. And then I always just like get my dad some, like, I kind of get my dad gag gifts just because that's like the type of relationship we have. And then my brother, I think literally the past 2 years I've gotten him Gatorade pods to go in his Gatorade water or water bottle, and like stupid socks and stuff like that. 14, he doesn't care.
For the past few Christmases, I haven't had a job, so, girl, I've been not getting people presents. But this year, now that I do have a job and I'm employed, unfortunately...
Can we get a clapping sound effect?
Shut up. I'm going to get people Christmas presents. Okay, what is like the best gift that you could get someone like your age, honestly?
That's really hard. I feel like, because we're 17, mm-hmm. I feel like everyone our age asks for like the same thing, like gift cards, money.
Yeah. I say like maybe Stanley Cups are really in right now.
Stanley Cups are in. I do have one. Mm-hmm. I love my Stanley Cup.
No, seriously. I know you do because you bring it with you everywhere. And I always hear that thing clanking. I think honest skincare and like makeup. Honestly, just go to Sephora and take a look around. My sisters especially go crazy in Sephora.
Yeah. I feel like skincare too. Like, not that skincare hasn't always been a bigger thing. Like, yeah. But skincare within the last, like, honestly, 6 months to a year has blown up. Like, oh my everyone's gosh, yeah. doing skincare. Everyone, which I'm so proud of everyone. We all should be doing skincare. Yeah. Is all of the products are expensive for a reason. But
yeah.
Skincare definitely has, like, blown it's up. So especially important. On TikTok.
But I think the biggest names right now, I would say, is like Glow Recipe and then
Starface
Beauty of Jason
milk there's that one brand that's like it starts with an L.
L'Occitane. Oh
wait,
I love
they do the water sleeping mask. I have it.
Oh yeah, Laneige. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how to say it, but yeah, they're really popular right now.
Actually, for makeup, I'd say Rare Beauty is really, really, really
Selena
up there.
Gomez with Rare Beauty has taken
She's
off.
In her bag right yes. now. I think Glossier is pretty good.
Glossier has been doing pretty good for a while. Like,
yeah.
I feel like because growing up, like once I got into middle school and I was learning more about makeup, it was in my like, it was like 2017. So the big brands were like Too Faced, Anastasia. Yeah. Like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I was watching James Charles do chunky eyebrows, and I thought that was everything.
Oh, yeah.
So now, honestly, looking back, like, because I was doing the same thing. If James was doing it, I was doing it.
No, yeah.
So, seriously. Looking back at it now with, like, the makeup I do and, like, the makeup I did in middle school and just how the brands have evolved and changed is, it's crazy to me because in 2016, it was, like, everyone was doing a full entire face of makeup, contour,
every day,
foundation,
yeah.
blush, like, actually, blush really wasn't. I know blush has kind of popped off and become more popular recently. Like,
no, seriously.
There was definitely a time where blush, you didn't really wear a lot of blush. Mm-hmm. Like, your face mostly was kind of orange and more like bronze and beat than.
Oh my God, I remember the bronzer days. Girl.
Yeah.
When I was like in middle school, sometimes I'd just come to school in like bronzer and they're like, what?
I'd wear my Wet n Wild mascara that my mom got me at probably the Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
And then I'd smear on some Carmex, Wildberry Carmex, because we were also a Visco girl who loved Emma Chamberlain.
Oh, my God.
And I would go to school. I'd slip on my checkered Vans, and I would go to school with my
Jankin backpack
and a scrunchie on my wrist, and I was ready to go.
What a time, honestly.
What a time to be alive.
Isn't it crazy, like, how much fashion has shifted from Hydro Flask, checkered Vans, the rolled-up jeans, rolled-up skinny jeans.
Striped t-shirts.
Oh, my. No, striped turtlenecks with black t-shirts over them. What a
Ice
time.
Iced coffee. Like, anything. Honestly, anything Emma Chamberlain was doing in 2016, 2017, we were doing.
Yep.
Like, the color, like, yellow.
Oh, my. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
It, like, and then Stranger Things Season 3 came out that same, like, summer in July of 2019. Was that 2019?
Yep. That honestly changed fashion.
It did. Stranger Things coming out really, it didn't set, no, it set back the generation.
Yeah.
It did completely because everyone wanted to grow up in the 80s at that point.
Yeah,
everyone
seriously.
Wanted to be whatever season 3
and
was.
Honestly, thank God we were all in quarantine for 2020 fashion. What a nightmare.
It was insane. I think it was the way it was because we were in
quarantine. It was definitely like, because we were like stuck inside. And honestly, that makes so much more sense. Now that we've been out for like a while, it's so crazy watching people return back to normal. Like,
it is. everyone is so much more, not everyone, but most people are so much more, like, down to earth now.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're finally hitting the point to where, because we were in eighth grade when COVID hit. So
yeah.
Going into my freshman year of high school, like, can you imagine? You're already a weird middle schooler going through your just middle school phase. Then COVID happens. And
oh my
now
God.
You have to just return to school, but you're going into your first year of high school.
And
awkward,
insane.
You haven't had a human interaction in months. Mm-hmm. And now you just have to go to high school and sit 6 feet apart with the mask on.
Yeah. And honestly, like, that was so wild that that happened to us. In our lifetime, we were all quarantined. The entire world was in their house.
We were all literally doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
That was, it really
making
was like a time to be alive.
Making the iced coffee, the whipped coffee.
The whipped iced coffee.
Oh my God. And honestly, that ate. Like,
it
I'm
did.
Not,
it was good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Do you
good.
Remember fairy bread?
Yes.
Fairy bread was a COVID thing.
That was weird.
It was really bad. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'll say it. I made it. It tasted like eggs. It was disgusting.
What was another? Oh my gosh. You know what actually did come out like good out of that though?
Yeah.
You know what actually did like come out of that good though? Like a good recipe?
Yeah.
Don't call me nasty for this.
Oh God.
But the jalapenos hollowed out.
With cream cheese
and hot
bagel.
Cheetos.
Oh, wait, hot Cheetos.
Yeah,
yes, so.
Yeah. But honestly, that was one of the best things. So, oh, but do not miss the seed in the jalapeno
whenever you're
hollowing it out. Oh my God, do not miss the seed. The fashion though was awful. Everyone was dressing like a deranged kindergartner, and
that was really when like so Visco Girl was still a thing.
Yeah,
because I remember I would wear my scrunchies, my big T-shirt with my Nike shorts.
Yeah.
Visco girls were still a thing. This is when everyone got really woke for 2 years.
Yeah.
And
it was like woke and emo.
Woke, and emo, like, kidcore is what I would call
it.
Yes. Because everyone was using 100% saturation on every photo that was posted. Even I was. Like,
me too.
If you saw my Instagram 3 years ago, I apologize.
Oh my God. I'm
bad.
So sorry. I really am.
I used 100% saturation. I never was seen without a monster in my hand, which, girl, you're 12. Stand
no, seriously.
Up.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I was 14, but still.
But, yeah, still. I mean, like, that's one thing I'm very proud of. I still have not drunken a monster to this day because I think they're nasty. And also, like,
I don't like them as much now.
Yeah, I just feel like it's, like, that was such an insane time because why do you even need monster? Like, why do you need monster drinks?
Because I'm in bed.
When you're in bed all day. But
well,
that is crazy.
COVID, I feel like since COVID, too, like, we all definitely have, we're finally reaching the point, and not everyone will agree with this, but I feel like we're kind of reaching the point where things are getting way more normal. Like, I mean, we haven't been doing 6 feet or masks or anything for a while, like at least a year and a half now, but socially I feel like things are starting to go back to normal, which I'm really glad, because I was scared. I was like, my life is literally never going to be the same. We just lived through a global pandemic.
I remember like feeling like after the pandemic being like, oh my God, we'll never go back to the way things were. Like, that was so scary to me. I was like, everyone's just not going to talk to each other. Like, we're never, like, I was like, oh my God, I'll never be able to share drinks or food with my friends ever again because people are going to be germaphobes.
Well, COVID, so I'm not a germaphobe anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not a germaphobe now because of COVID, but that's what I was going to say is I feel like I am way more conscious now when I do things because of COVID. Like, when I get a shopping cart at Target or when I open a door to, like, even, like, in the bathroom, too, like, I'm very more conscious, like, oh, this is gross. Like,
I actually
touch this.
I carry, like, a spray alcohol in my hands,
yeah,
like, with myself all the time. And I know that you know because you use it.
Yeah.
But it's honestly, like, maybe that's just because I'm, like, grew up in the Philippines, too, where people don't clean up, like, in the bathrooms or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, they don't. They, like, a lot of places you have to bring your own toilet paper and stuff. It's not dirty, but it's just, like, we always been taught spray everything. Like, so I think that's just like, it just kind of enforced that for me. But
yeah,
that's just like, it's so wild that we even like lived through that.
That's like It is crazy because, like, when we start having kids and stuff, like, that's, I mean, that's not really that far.
Yeah.
Like, within the next 10, mm-hmm. 15 years, 20 years.
And I so will be using that against my kids.
I will, like, too. I'll be like, oh, really? You're going to complain? I lived through a global pandemic.
Exactly. Just be like, oh, really?
Are you complaining you have to walk to school? I didn't get to go to school.
Exactly. I'll be like, oh, you don't want to FaceTime me? That's funny because all we could do was FaceTime back in the day. Like,
yeah, that's definitely going to be a lesson that I tell my kids about. Like, I can't wait till I finally have kids and they're old enough to come to me and be like, so what was it really like when you lived through the 2020 global pandemic? And I'll be like, sit down.
I'm going to go to my privated TikTok videos.
I'm going to pull up my TikTok draft.
I'm like, let me tell crying. You. I'm going to show my Snapchat memories. Well, guys.
If I show my kids my Snapchat memories from 2020, they're going to see giant winged eyeliner, baby earrings.
Oh, my God.
Beaded Air Force Ones. Like, Air
Force Ones. Oh, wait. That kind of ate. Like,
beads on them. Yeah. Do you remember? Mm-hmm. I know you've seen the pictures.
Yep.
And then they're probably going to see my mom jeans that I thrifted from Goodwill. And I wore this, like, it was a yellow t-shirt. I wore it all the time because it was yellow. And then I thrifted another long sleeve yellow shirt that was like Tommy Hilfiger. And I cropped it. Oh, man. I was like, this is what everybody
oh my
was
God.
Wearing. Like, this is Emma Chamberlain. Mm-hmm. It was not Emma Chamberlain. My mom should have never let me walk out of the house.
I bought so many, like, sweatshirts. Which, by the way, 2019 had the most, like, uncanny valley clothing ever. Nothing fit, like, right the way it should have. Like, the sweaters were not sweatering. Like, t-shirts were not t-shirting. Yep. And honestly, I can thank the pandemic for getting that fixed. Because 2019, everything felt, like, mass-produced in the worst way possible.
Yes.
It just, like, all felt fake.
Well, Shein was getting big, too. That's the
That's
thing.
True.
Like, Shein has been around for years, but Shein really started getting big. And, like, you know, really thinking about it, too, like, even comparing, like, now it's 2023 going into 2024. Like, we've been out of the pandemic for, I mean, COVID's still going on, but we've been technically out of the pandemic for like 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Things are finally like getting back to normal. It's crazy because there's still a lot of similarities. Like, Shein got big. Well, Temu's getting big right now.
Yeah.
Our fashion is changing, but okay, you know, like the maximalist fashion?
Yeah.
Like tiny Jewish girl. Love her to death, but like that fashion style is becoming really big right now, and it is kind of similar to what we were doing in 2020.
I will never support that.
You don't like
the maximalist fashion?
Okay, there's a lot of them that I'm like, girl, no way you walked out of the house wearing lettuce earrings. However, some of them I'm like, okay, I kind of like this. I feel like there's certain events that are okay because
it's just like staying home. You can wear that to stay home. I better never see anyone walk out of their house.
I don't feel that way about it. I kind of like it.
A tutu with their hair like braided into extensions that are rainbow, wearing a pearl necklace and a lobster hat. I better never see that. Because if I see that, I'm actually going to attack you on the street.
Well, I like to. Okay, so like that's another thing with fashion too. Like the maximalist style. Have you seen the big red boots?
Yes, and I hate them.
They look like Mickey Mouse shoes.
They look stupid. Sorry.
Wow.
If they come up with yellow ones, that's literally actually Mickey Mouse. But they are so
ugly. I don't
so
like
ugly.
Those ones just because I can't imagine walking in them. I love that everyone is finally getting comfortable enough with themselves to like express themselves that way. However, it does kind of alarm me just slightly when I see people putting 12 tutus on.
Oh my gosh. Did you see that? She put on like 100 tutus.
Yes. It made like, she looked like a loofah.
Yeah. No, she literally like became a circle and that's not okay. No one in our functioning society should be wearing 100 tutus at once.
Yeah. That didn't crush her rib cage.
I know. And I just feel like, okay, as a society, when are we going to start saying no? But
do everything.
Yeah. I think like, honestly though, I really do love the rise of like, coquette, like, girl fashion.
Yes.
I think that is something that I will not change from. Like, you know how, like, sometimes, like, whenever people get older, they're like, oh, I still wear this. It's from the 70s or whatever.
Yeah.
And they still wear, like, a certain type of fashion. That's how I'm going to be with coquette fashion. Because I love that girl style. Like, it's so cute. Yeah. I think 2023 And a little bit of 2022 fashion is whenever, like, it's the stuff that I like.
Yeah.
Me personally. And I think I'm going to keep holding on to that. Like,
I feel like we all just have really, like, especially with, like, because we're seniors, so we graduate next year. I feel like the seniors of 2024, we went into our freshman year straight out of COVID. Like, COVID was mm-hmm. still going on. Like, you still were missing weeks of school at a time. Right. If your aunt's dog got COVID.
Yeah.
Like, you were going home for literally anybody that you knew that had COVID. Oh, my gosh.
One time I was out of school for a month.
I remember that. Yeah, you were gone for a long time because everybody kept getting COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we all have just had such a, I don't want to say, like, a rough time. We bounced back semi-quickly, yeah. I feel like, at least for the people that I know. But it definitely set us back. Like,
for real.
I'm 17. I don't feel 17. I feel 14, so.
No, actually, I feel like, I've not aged. I'm literally laughing at, like, Sigma, Quandale Dingle, like, Riz stuff. Like, that stuff makes me laugh so hard. Stuff that should not be funny to us anymore. Yeah, literally, like, my 7 and, like, year old cousins will come into the room and say something, and I will unironically laugh because why are you telling me I have a level 2 GAT? Like, it's so weird, but, like, it actually makes me laugh so much, and I don't feel like I'm an adult yet.
Yeah, it's really weird to me that we're all turning 18. I mean, some of us already are, but we're all turning 18 afterwards. Mm-hmm. Like, really? I just came out of a global pandemic, and now I have to, like, go through high school and, like, then graduate and then go to college.
Exactly.
And
then graduate
and go to life.
No, what? I'm not ready for any of it, and it's just, like, so frustrating because I feel like as much as we are prepared, we're not prepared. Like,
absolutely.
And I just, it's so weird that, like, one day, like, in the near future, I'm not going to be living at home. Like,
yeah.
And I'll be, like, not in high school. That's insane.
It's really weird to me because times are changing. We have went from, I mean, literally all of these iconic legends in our life, like, have died, like Matthew Perry, like we said earlier, the Beatles are mm-hmm. releasing new songs, and we lived through a global pandemic. Like,
yeah,
our life has literally been insane. We lived through a solar eclipse. Like,
oh my God, and the one seriously. Coming up.
Like, yeah, and then there's one coming up. Like, who in their lifetime? I mean, don't get me wrong, other crazy stuff happened. Like,
yeah.
But there's just some crazy major events that we have lived through that's, like,
that's insane.
This, like, is not normal.
I mean, and it's just,
what's,
like,
going on in the world?
We've gotten to a point where, like, you can post a video of yourself and it can be seen by, like, 8 billion people.
Yeah.
Not literally. Are there 8 billion people?
Well, there's about 8 billion people in the world.
Yeah.
Like millions of people. Like, hundreds of millions of people.
Yeah. TikTok and everything. And, like, that's insane. But I guess, like, this week, this episode was more of a nostalgic episode.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of, like, times are changing. I mean, it's been, like, almost 4 weeks since we posted our last podcast episode.
And a lot has happened.
And just so much has happened. And it's just, like, one of those things where it's, like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Time is just going by. But
I hope everyone felt nostalgic this episode because mm-hmm. we sure did.
Let us know on Facebook, Instagram, whatever. Text us 812-777-5907.
Yeah. No, 812-777-5907.
Yeah, text us, whatever. Let us know. I know this isn't, like, on the live, so you'll just have to say, like, we came here from the Papa Sully podcast, but
text us and say, hey, I came from the Papa Sully podcast. This is my favorite nostalgia.
Yeah. And honestly,
moment, show, like, movie.
It's insane. Just let us know, like, what is your nostalgia from? And honestly, we'll try here in at the station, take a crack at what age you are, because
We'll take a guess.
Yeah. But
thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed, and make sure to stay tuned for another episode of Inside the Minds of Papa Sully.